Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
As the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Albie, please win the Mega Millions. I would love to see someone win it and pull the money faster than anybody could. And that guy would be you.
On WAAF.
We don't know anything about the one winner. Whether it was an individual or an office pool or some mathematician who figured out the exact formula for purchasing the right amount of combinations, or we don't know anything yet about that winner, and we probably won't until they get to a lawyer. In fact, when Larry is in here, we'll get Larry the lawyer's advice on winning $1.6 billion and what you would do.
What if it's your arch enemy?
Who?
Bezos!
Bezos! What if it was Elon Musk?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? God help us.
You know, Elon Musk is creating a new Tesla that is dog-friendly.
Oh.
So you can leave your dog in the vehicle, and the dog will be very comfortable. It's temperature-regulated for the dog. And imagine the first person who breaks the window of the dog-friendly Tesla because they think that the dog should not be in there.
You know, if he really wants to impress me, he can have it so the dog can drive. Okay? Elon Musk, you're a genius.
Right.
Figure it out.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Here for you right now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 8:21 a.m.
You know, I was listening this morning, and I realized that sometimes when people undergo anesthesia, they can wake up and experience episodes of acute delirium sometimes for a length of time. But with LB, it's like Homer Simpson when he sticks the crayon up his nose and into his brain, and he becomes brilliant. So LB just woke up from anesthesia and has experienced lucidness.
End of message.
Yes. Very lucid.
LB, can you speak Mandarin? We haven't tested that yet.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Well, that's one of those weird things that happens where people get in those accidents and all of a sudden they speak another language.
The frig?
Strange brain thing.
Yeah.
That happens there.
Tuesday, 7:37 p.m.
Well, they just played the national anthem and Greg Hill is going through the 128 tolls on his way home this dope.
End of message.
How long did you stay?
I'm a diehard. Huh?
How long did you stay?
Most of the
second inning.
Most of the game I was there.
What?
There for most of the
Define
game.
Define most.
I was there for most of it.
Yeah, okay.
Most of it.
Okay. Somebody saw you leave.
This is Mike, by the way. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg. What's going on?
What's up, brother?
So I think I wanted to point something out that I don't think we'll ever know who that winner was in South Carolina because, Danielle, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that state allows you to remain anonymous.
Oh, it does?
I think it's one of 8 or 9 states where you don't have to disclose and you can remain anonymous based on that state law.
Well, that's good for the winner.
Huh. For the winner, yep.
Yeah. All right.
South Carolina, yes. Delaware, Kansas, Maryland, North Dakota, Ohio, and South Carolina all allow lottery winners to remain anonymous if that's what the winners prefer.
Well, how are their down on their luck relatives supposed to get a hold of them if they don't know that they won the lottery?
Mm-hmm. Facebook posts.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're going to be able to keep 904 million secret because when you build your 50,000 square foot house,
I'm buying an island.
Pool, I think your relatives are going to get the hint.
Hashtag nope. Facial recognition software all over this piece. You're out.
I mean, if somebody is suddenly moving from, can you still use the term Tobacco Road, or is that an inappropriate term?
I don't know.
In South Carolina, you can.
Yeah. So if somebody is suddenly moving from Tobacco Road to a mansion in South Carolina, then I think you know that they are the winner of the $1.6
billion. 4:47 a.m.
Pull up those duck boats, LB. It's over, buddy.
End of message.
It's a long way. You got a long way to go.
Enough.
I mean, I know LB was
one down to the call.
LB was sweep happy. And maybe a gentleman's sweep. Maybe they'll do it in five. I don't think they're going to sweep. I mean, I guess if they win, I mean, listen, there's got to be a little momentum for the Dodgers when you go back there, right?
Yeah. It's their whole, I mean, the parks are so drastically different. So I think there is a real home field advantage
for both
each team in this series.
Yeah.
But I just think the Red Sox, just the stuff like the Nunez thing, you know, Cora's just other guys outside of the lineup are contributing to winning playoff games. That's what championship teams do.
If they can remain aggressive like they were last night, like how they got into Kershaw's head and then stealing right away and just being aggressive like that, I think I don't know about sweep, but they'll definitely be able to do it.
Person with vagina checking in here. What is a gentleman's sweep? Is that because they let the other team win one game?
That would be fun. They wouldn't let a team win a game.
But is that like the theory of the calling it a gentleman's? We didn't want to sweep you, so here's one game.
I believe it is.
Okay.
Yes, I believe it is. hold on one second. This is Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Mike?
What's going on? Okay, so the analogy to LB with Homer Simpson and removing the crayons,
yes,
has been said a couple times over the last week, but nobody remembers what was said by the doctor. It could either kill you or increase your brain power. Increase my killing power, I'll do it.
What do you think of this? A texter says that it should be a national law that lottery winners can remain anonymous.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Wholeheartedly. Yeah.
There is zero chance. Even if I won $1 million, I would put it in a blind trust. There was no way in hell I would ever want anyone to know that I won money. That is such a safety issue because people find it's not, there's so much, all your information's on the internet. You might have to go 3 or 4 pages into Google, but you can find anything and people can find you now. And if somebody wants to hurt you and take your stuff, if they know that you won the lottery, they're going to come after you.
Yeah.
You know, you'd like to think people are better than that, but there are criminals that will do that and they'll come terrorize your family. No friggin' way. Holding the big check.
Why is it a law that you have to be announced publicly? Is that so that everybody knows that there was legitimately a winner? Is that why they do that?
I think part of the reason why they did that, at least in Massachusetts, I could be wrong, but I remember reading something about this last time we discussed this, is to show that there isn't lottery fraud going on with employees at the lottery.
Oh, okay. You mean like when Whitey Bulger won the lottery?
Right. Right.
Exactly. Yes.
With his ticket.
Yes. This is Christopher. What's up, Christopher?
Hey, Danielle, if you have a full-time job, people are going to come after you for money. It just takes that.
Not the same, though, if your name was out there and they're like, oh, did you hear Danielle or Joe or Bill won $5 million? It's like the same thing when Pearl Jam comes to Fenway. People you haven't heard from in 10 years, they're like, hey, just wanted to check in. So you wait 3 minutes on the phone call. They're like, so you're going to Pearl Jam? Yeah, I can't get you a ticket, Linda, but thanks. I can't even get myself a ticket. Get out of here. Get in line. So.
5:28 a.m.
What's the difference between a Fenway Frank and New York Yankee Stadium hot dog? You get a Fenway Frank this week.
End of message. 6:44 a.m.
$1.6 billion Mega Millions jackpot. I love you and I miss you.
End of message.
Here's a text that says, Danielle, people don't carry cash or have it in their house anymore. You think somebody's going to break in and steal their safe with a bag of cash in it?
People buy a lot of things. They buy stuff that you can sell on the black market, like jewelry, electronics, etc. Like you're not, cars. Like people have, what if somebody decides to hold your kid hostage for money?
Exactly.
Like, it's not just in Liam Neeson movies. People come after people that win a lot of money. You get harassed constantly.
So if you were the one winner last night, you wouldn't come forward?
No, absolutely not.
It would be an instant B&E like next week on the house. Like
I'd have to hire security.
These would give the person, if they came public, like a month. So that they go out, buy all the new electronics and everything, and then break and entry, take it all.
Not to mention, You know all the satellite trucks from the local news outlets are going to be up and down the street in front of the winner's house.
Right.
So now you have no privacy,
no
security, no nothing. You just have to pick up and leave and rebuy all your stuff later.
7:08 a.m.
The three tacos are so small, Greg Hill will be able to hold them with one hand. Do you believe it?
End of message.
Free taco day is November 1st, thanks to Mookie. And what is it, from 1 to 6 or something like that? Or
but it's a Doritos Locos.
Is it 1 to 1:30 or what? how long does it happen at Taco Bell? It's for a good period of time.
Yeah, you're not going for one taco.
No. Yeah.
That's why they do the whole promotion, guy.
Right?
It's like free apps at the bar from 4 to 6.
Give me my free taco and then I'll get a box of 12 tacos, 6 sauce,
exactly.
6 hard.
Exactly.
7:39 a.m.
I don't know if I heard him right, but did LB say, "Don't pretend I'm still heavy," and then go on to say he weighs 260 pounds? Come on, guy.
End of message.
That's not bad.
What do you mean not bad?
I'm 6'2".
Yeah. What do you think you should? What does the BMI chart say? You should be 186 or something
exactly,
like that?
Yeah, exactly.
What does your doctor say? You need to lose a few pounds?
Yes, still.
Fat doctor?
Are you honest when the doctor asks you how many drinks you have a week? There's no way.
Of course
that you're,
not.
No, there's no way.
Remember the last time he was in the hospital and his chart was up on the nurse's laptop and he sent us pictures from the hospital bed to prove he was in there? I think it was a hip thing. And I zoomed into the survey
and it said
3 drinks a week.
3 drinks? What? A minute? Was that 3 drinks a minute?
Well, you got to do it. Everybody does it for breakfast. Everybody does it.
Yeah. I don't think people are honest when they go to the doctor.
Those are gallon drinks.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, he drinks the same amount of booze as Tom Brady drinks water every
right,
day?
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
Start off with 22 ounces.
Yeah. I got to get my 100 ounces a day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.